producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good evening.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. My name is Stephen Baldwin. Our number is 888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. Hello to everyone. I guess everyone in Biz TV land can see me and everywhere else where people can see me here for Baldwin McCullough Live. You can go to the website. It's BaldwinMcCullough.com. This is what we call here, under some extremely unique circumstances, this is what we call the hostile takeover. This is when I return from some international destination, and by doing so, I bring back, you know, some parasitical host kind of thing. Inside joke between me and KMC. But I bring back some kind of a virus or something, and I cough on Kevin as soon as I get home. And, you know, sure enough, inevitably, it takes hold. But we love you, KMC. Kevin McCullough, a little under the weather, asking for your prayers, quick healing. And I'm sure he's loving every minute of it with his little ankle biters, having fun with them. God bless you, brother. But it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Again, this is what we refer to as the hostile takeover, when Stevie B, that's me, mans the show Han Solo, so to speak. But I'm just going to keep going here. Not sure if everything's A-OK, but I'm going to keep going. Once again, the number 888-340-3373. And, you know, whenever I do get the opportunity to do the hostile takeover, which is not very often, it really is usually a source of tremendous pleasure and chutzpah for me and from me. Once again, Stephen Baldwin, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm in this unique location up in the mountains of upstate New York. I'm going to go with that whole kind of in my own underground bunker here. But per as usual, every Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. KMC is out and down for the count. It's Stevie B doing the hostile takeover. And tonight we're going to talk about, well, I hope we just talk the entire evening about just this one thing. I really hope we do, because I recently went on CNN with Don Lemon, and we talked about Donald Trump. And it was wonderful. It was before the debates, before the first debate, Stevie B. absolutely gave the Donald thumbs up for the Donald himself. So I do, though, now, as I joked with Don Lemon, I try not to talk about this kind of stuff too much. This political stuff is just getting well, just, I don't know what it's getting. That's what it's getting. It's getting something unknown to a lot of us. And but I'm driving down the road the other day, and I like to listen to fun radio. And I hear the story about this this young schoolboy, 14-year-old Ahmed Mohammed, I believe I'm saying his name correctly, does a science project, puts together a clock. Currently, it didn't look like a clock, or kind of looked like a clock. But we're going to play a little video for you in a little bit. And probably just do that in the next segment here. But Ahmed Mohammed, 14 years old in Texas, goes to school and brings this clock that he put together that for whatever reason, alarms the faculty, law enforcement. They place the young man in handcuffs, take him down to like a juvenile facility, and then release him. And I want to play this video later because the local chief in that department there, we have some video of him saying, quote, and when questioned about why he had put this project together, and I paraphrase now, we'll see it in the video, but they say that this young Ahmed Mohammed would only continue to repeat saying it's a clock, but wouldn't really elaborate with any more details. So they got nervous. What's amazing is the kid who owns Facebook and the president invite this kid to bring his clock over to wherever they'd like him to have him bring his clock over to. And they kind of bless the kid, and they, you know, kind of praise the kid for his efforts in his curiosity about science and things like that. And they even made a mocking kind of NASA T-shirt because the young boy was wearing a NASA T-shirt, and. They did kind of a mock version of that. So that the president and Mark Zuckerberg, they basically saying, oh, you know, hey, this is kind of silly. The kid brings a clock to school. It looks like a bomb, but come on, it's a clock. Everybody needs to calm down. That's my interpretation of the president and Mark Zuckerberg. And I'm just thinking in the wake of, you know, Columbine and all of the violence that's occurred in the last decade in this country in public and or private schooling, I don't care what your name is, what your background is, if you bring something into school that is questionable enough looking that it scares people into wondering if it's a bomb. And aside from that, there's additional state law in the state of Texas that you'll hear about in the video coming up. So it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm very excited. I'm adjusting my camera again, y'all. Sorry about that. And, fellas, if you could see me okay, give me a peace sign. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We are still rocking and rolling. Yes, sir, Nicholas? Okay. Am I on the air, guys? That's what I want to know. Great. Thank you so much. Oh, it's always so thrilling to do the hostile takeover. All right, once again, the number is 888-340-3373. I want to talk about this young man who made a clock. Because I was driving down the road, as I told you, and I mean, it just was one of those moments where again, regardless of the young man's name and or background and heritage. The kid put something together that he felt was a clock, but when he got to school, others felt differently. Number's 888-340-3373. I'm curious, because the president mocked the situation and invited the kid up and said, oh, let's encourage him to be more interested in the sciences, and Mark Zuckerberg. I'm wondering, is that almost promoting the idea that it's okay to do the same thing to other younger folks? I mean, how easy would it be maybe for an older person to now convince a younger person, you know, like, hey, you heard that story, and like, isn't that silly, and hey, I made you a clock. Why don't you take this into school? Like some individual, an uncle, cousin, convinced somebody, a young kid that was, you know, impressionable.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Good evening.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. You're so fortunate this evening. For any of you new listeners, or there's the usual suspects that like to phone in every week. Hello to you, too. This is what we call the Hostile Takeover. It's the Baldwin McCullough Live radio show right here, 9 to 11, New York time, every Saturday night. And we were just talking about this kid who made a clock, brought it to school, and a bunch of folks thought it wasn't just a clock. Now, isn't that a clock? Anyway, for my cohort KMC, Kevin McCullough, he's down and out, ladies and gentlemen. Got to pray for a quick healing for him. A little under the weather. So that's me, Stevie B. I get to do the Hostile Takeover here on Baldwin McCullough Live. Number's 888-340-3373. Talking about Ahmed Mohammed, I believe is how you pronounce the young 14-year-old schoolboy's name. Makes a clock, brings it to school, shows it to a teacher. The administration in the school kind of freaks out because, well, apparently it looks like it's not just a clock, maybe. And if we have that video ready, guys, I'd love to just let that whole thing roll of that head of the law enforcement there in Texas in this area for this story in the school that is in the area. But go ahead and roll that neck whenever you want. Let's just hear what the local law enforcement said about what happened.
Earlier this week, school resource officers at MacArthur High School were notified by the Irving ISD officials about a student in possession of a suspicious device. You've been provided with pictures of the device, and it shows that it certainly was suspicious in nature. The student showed the device to a teacher who was concerned that it was possibly the infrastructure for a bomb. School resource officers questioned the student about his intentions and the reason why he brought the device to the school. The student would only say that it was a clock and was not forthcoming at that time about any other details. Having no other information to go on and taking into consideration the device's suspicious appearance and the safety of the students and the staff at MacArthur High School, the student was taken into custody for possession of a hoax bomb. Under Texas law, a person is guilty of possessing a hoax bomb if he possesses a device that is intended to cause anyone to be alarmed or a reaction of any type by law enforcement officers.
Wow!
Following the standard procedures that we have, the student was handcuffed for his safety and for the safety of the officers and was transported to a juvenile processing center here at the police station. Recognizing additional facts were required, the student was released to his parents so further investigation could be completed.
Correct.
The follow-up investigation revealed...
All right, Nick, thank you, Nick. That's good right there. So I'm fascinated by two things. One, when the student was questioned, he would only say it was a clock and would not give very much detail more than that when asked what his intentions were for bringing this clock to school. He would say it's a clock, and then when they would ask for greater detail about the who, what, where, why, when, he was rather unresponsive. So he wouldn't explain certain things. And then if you create a device like this and bring it to a public place, there's a law that says if you create something like that and the reaction is this, to cause alarm or suspicion about X, Y, and then the president and Mark Zuckerberg say to him, hey, little fella, you keep that NASA shirt on and you get right back out there, Tiger. Bring your clock here to the White House. Bring your clock here to the headquarters of Facebook. Bring your clock. Ahmed, come on, buddy. Those silly school teachers and law enforcement guys in Texas. You know, Texas, Ahmed. I don't know what kind of message that sends. Our number is 888-340-3373. Now, if you ask me, Steve Baldwin, the actor, been around, got an opinion over here, I think they should have kept the kid overnight in jail or under some confinement. Did he break the law? The law enforcement official in the video just read the law. If you build a device or have a device that causes alarm and I don't care how old the kid is. I care about the laws to protect him because of how old he is. That's something else. But he broke the law. If he was 14 and he shot somebody with a gun, they wouldn't have released him within several hours. Now, obviously, on a common sense level, this is much more of a unique situation. Not so cut and dry. I understand all that. But for the president to invite him to the White House and Mark Zuckerberg to say, hey, it's, you know, isn't there something in between here? Instead of glorifying this kid who broke the law, seemingly. Apparently that's what it looked like it could or should or would be. But now, it seems to me that if any other young people out there wanted to do a bomb scare or this or that, now they're being told, hey, you know, this kid did it over here in Texas, but, you know, obviously, it wasn't intended to be a bomb scare situation. There's no repercussions. He's good. He's going to go home. So, again, Stephen Baldwin here, Baldwin McCullough Live. Number's 888-340-3373. And I'm driving down the road the other day, I got that kind of, I don't know what you call it, when your fingertips go numb while you're holding the steering wheel. I don't know. Does that happen to you? Happens to me when I hear stuff on the radio like this. But as I said, I don't know. It's just, I'm dumbfounded. We're going to be coming right back. We're going to be taking a couple calls, so everybody there on the line now, we'll be talking with you in a second. Again, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Good evening.
It's Baldwin McCullough live. My name's Steve Baldwin. My cohort in this, Kevin McCullough, he's back at home. He's relaxing. He's probably got a big old thermometer in his mouth, ice pack on his head, remote control in one hand, and a toddler in the other. That's my prediction. Again, Baldwin McCullough live. Stephen Baldwin, number is 888-340-3373. Somebody text me who's on the phone, man. All right, of course all the phone lines are lit up. You think this is? the normal Saturday night show. All right, we got, okay, I see everything coming now. That's good. I'm checking my phone lines here, people. This is good stuff. Can you see me on Biz TV and everywhere else on TV that I'm having fun here with the troops? Well, KMC, Snoops, that's perfect. Oh, my gosh. All right, I don't know. Go ahead, Jackie. Go ahead and put either Rick or Mike through, whoever's been holding the longest. Anytime.
Steven.
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
This is Rick in Tampa.
Hey, Rick in Tampa. How are you? Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
I'm doing great, man. Yeah. Nice to hear you again. Listen,
thank you, sir.
You know, my hands would get cold thinking of the stupidity of the whole situation of how stupid our government could be. But first of all, I mean, keep them overnight. I would do an immediate background check to the probably second or third generation of his family and to see what's going on there. There's a thing called a simulation and conquer with, I'm sure you're very familiar with that kind of thought process that the Muslim faith likes to do in different countries. And to have some kid to methodically build a clock could have been months and years of preparation just to get this fake bomb until the real bomb, which they can invite to the White House one day, and then we'll see who's laughing. But
Rick, it's absolutely amazing that you just said what you said, because when I was driving on my way here before doing the show, I thought to myself, you know, isn't it funny how, you know, scenarios like this take place, but then, you know, maybe in the future or hypothetically, and we hope and wish and will no ill will on anyone, obviously, God forbid. But if that thing blew up, everybody wouldn't be saying right now, oh, the poor little fella and his little science projects and God bless him and come to the White House.
Right.
They wouldn't be saying that. It's interesting. That's an excellent point you make. Because when I was driving here, I'm going, you know, so in the future, if the same thing happens, but it blows up, that's a That's a horrible individual rogue kind of.
Right.
You know, I guess we really don't fully process freedom in a way that makes us comprehend that it doesn't take a tragedy to recognize how amazing freedom is. See, that's the confusing part for me.
But, right, right. And a clockable thing, think about it, really, at that age, like, with all the computer technology and stuff that kids are involved with, a clock to spend your time building is almost an archaic thought. I mean, I could see 50 years ago a kid bringing a clock to school. Because kids, it was a clock was a kind of a fascinating thing. Nowadays, what's the big deal about a clock? So, I mean, it's even fishier. And the kid's saying, it's a clock. I agree with you 100%.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for the call. It's up. Baldwin McCullough Live. Number's 888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. All right, let's go to, I guess it's Mike. Hey, Mike, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Welcome to the show. What do you have to say?
Do you hear me? I'm Mike. I'm calling from New Jersey State.
Yeah, Mike. What do you think about this kid and the clock?
Actually, I am shocked and appalled about the stupidity of the behavior of the teacher and the Board of Education and even the police. I mean, for 3 days, my friend, the police is holding the clock. No bomb expert or any police officer or someone has a high school degree or a bachelor degree to know that this is a toy or this is a clock instead of a bomb. And also, the guy is like about 4 feet height, and he's about 50 pounds. If you blow, you can blow him in the air. He's skinny like a toothpick. They bring a police officer who's a bodybuilder, put him on a prone position and handcuff him. Terrorizing the kid. If I was the parent of this child, I would sue the police department for terrorizing the child, psychological damage, and...
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Oh.
Baldwin McCullough Live. My name is Stephen Baldwin. The number is 888-340-3373. Once again, Baldwin McCullough Live. Phone number 888-340-3373. What a great call that last guy was. Boy, he just let me have it. He was like, you know, like, the stupid police and the stupid school. And the kid's 14, and he weighs about 50 pounds, and you can just blow on them, it'd knock them right over. And they sent. What did he say? A muscle bound body.
Yeah, a bodybuilder.
But yeah, they sent a bodybuilder thrown to the ground and put handcuffs on him. Well, there you go. There you go. I think his name was Mike, that guy. God bless you, Mike. I don't care who the kid is or how old he is or who the police officer is to put the handcuffs on him or how big he is or how old he is or any of that. That doesn't matter to me. And I'm sure there's so much more nuance and detail and this, that. But, you know, not in this segment, but in the next segment, we'll play the video again of the law enforcement guy and basically what he says. I'm just kind of fascinated because there will be, I guess there'll be another investigation on all this, maybe a couple. From both sides of it, and a lawsuit, like Mike said, if I were the parents, I'd sue that police department. Bet you that's going to happen. And then the president and Mark Zuckerberg invite the kid on up, you know, for an ice cream sundae or something. Pat him on his head and tell him, you know, keep your chin up. Don't be discouraged by those folks in Texas. Woo! We're breeding this stuff, baby. We're breeding it. Isn't that something? What do you mean, Stevie B? You'll see. Yeah, let's get the video ready for... That's beautiful, bro. Let's get the video ready for the next segment, but let's go to Ralph on line two, and then we'll talk to Marcia and Pam in a second. But yes, Ralph, here he goes. Here he comes.
Yes, Mr. Martinez, show. How are you?
I'm outstanding, my friend Ralph, and how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Regarding that last caller, the stupid police and Obama said the cop acted stupidly. And with regard to your line, can you see me on TV? It's coming across to people like myself listening to you say that line on the radio as an Obama selfie. You know, now, you know, with regard to this lad or this youngster in Texas, right?
Yes, yes.
He went to show up in any airport. Since he live in Texas. For the sake of argument, say he show up at DFW. That's the Dallas Fort Worth.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you think the security in the airport would not stop him? I mean, come on now. If I can describe in the still photograph we're looking at about the quote unquote clerk, it is an attaché case. It has wires sticking on it. That
right,
right there, in any airport security, situation, it's the red flag. You know, right there. Better still, say for example, he show up in a Hillary Clinton event, and as you very well know, Hillary Clinton right now has a full Secret Service protection. Do you?
Yes.
And he would go up there and say, I want to see Hillary something. I want to show something to
right,
Hillary.
Right, exactly.
And before that is, okay.
It's an excellent observation, Ralph. Imagine this little kid standing online to meet Hillary Clinton, and he says, oh, I made you a present. And he pulls that thing out. What do you think Secret Service would have done to little Ahmed?
Oh, okay.
If he did that.
Well, that, that is not left to everyone's imagination right there on what they are going to do. But regarding, you know, this White House impostor and, you know, figurehead, he's an actor, all right, okay? He's an actor.
Okay. We knew that.
He has a lot of... How does he find time to, you know, to have communication with this kid? I mean,
well, you know, now Ralph.
The day. Oh, okay, okay. And you know, with regard to him, didn't Giuliani question about the loyalty of the man? What was the reaction then, as opposed to what Trump was? How people are reacting to Trump now? I left that question hanging up there for people to analyze and think about. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. Ralph, that was outstanding. Thank you for the call, Ralph. We appreciate it. That's Ralph. He's one of our. He's one of the pillars here at Baldwin McCullough, in my opinion. And in about 10 seconds, I want to go to Marcia and hear what she has to say. But again, you know, you have, again, from Ralph, an opposing perception, perspective. I'm just curious, what does Marcia think? If we watch the video of the law enforcement guy saying, and exactly the type of device this young man had, it is breaking the law. So tell Marcia to hold on through the break, because when we come back into the next segment, guys, we're going to play this video again, then I'm going to take Marcia's call. But Ahmed Mohammed, 14-year-old school student in Texas, makes a clock, looks like a bomb, causes all kinds of havoc. 888-340-3373, Baldwin McCullough Live. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This week's school resource officers at MacArthur High School were notified by the Irving ISD officials about a student in possession of a suspicious device. You've been provided with pictures of the device, and it shows that it certainly was suspicious in nature. The student showed the device to a teacher who was concerned that it was possibly the infrastructure for a bomb. School resource officers questioned the student about his intentions and the reason why he brought the device to the school. The student would only say that it was a clock and was not forthcoming at that time about any other details. Having no other information to go on and taking into consideration the device's suspicious appearance and the safety of the students and the staff at MacArthur High School, the student was taken into custody for possession of a hoax bomb.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Under Texas law, a person...
Thank you, brother. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. And there you have it. Law enforcement in Texas, they're saying the young man, when questioned about the clock, was not forthcoming with very many more details. Let's go to Marcia, and I'd love to hear what Marcia has to say about young Ahmed Mohammed. We go to Marcia, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Marcia, how are you? Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi. My question was, I have no problem with the teacher. She did exactly what she was supposed to do.
Yep.
The principal did exactly what he was supposed to do.
Yep.
And when the police came, if they thought it was a bomb, why did they not evacuate the school?
Well, you know, great question, Marcia. Great question. And here's the thing. I can only assume that why they took him into custody was they probably couldn't determine if he was trying to scare people or not. And maybe the young man just couldn't express himself, but rightfully so, the question you ask is, did they then go and do what was in the best interest of the faculty, the students, and the safety of all these individuals?
Yes.
So that seems to be.
Bomb, that's what they. Yes.
Yeah. So apparently, thanks for the call, Marcia. Oh, that's a great question. But I don't think that's really definitely it. I think there's again a whole lot more nuance and detail. One of those things where, I guess you had to be there. But I'm sticking to this itch that I still can't scratch, and that is that the president and Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook are glorifying all this, patting this kid on the back, and I sincerely I hope that they have some second or third tier investigation on this, because if the kid broke the law, that it seems to me whatever they did was necessary according to dealing with it. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We'll be right back after this.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's Silver Lungs.
And Yahoo.